We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Diana Rossini of ESPN is with us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline live at Browns Training Camp. Diana, how are you?
I'm great. It is hot.
Hot.
It is hot.
Everybody's saying that today, right?
I know.
We complain all winter long that it's too cold, right? And now we complain that it's too hot. None of us are ever happy.
I was hanging out,
especially me,
by the fan. What
the fan experience?
The fan experience.
Yeah.
And they have these great fans with spritzers and puppies. And yes, it was. That's the spot. If you're going to come down and check out practice, bring your own personal spritzer, actually, and bring me one too.
Any truth to the rumor you lost to a 4-year-old in soccer?
Well, we were taking field goals.
Field goals. Sorry, I don't know why it would be soccer.
I smoked them. Smoked that little cutie.
You're kicking real field goals?
Yeah. Oh. Well, my thought was
you have an athletic background, right?
Yeah, I played Division I soccer. Yeah. So I kind of felt like it didn't really matter how old he was. I needed to at least maybe perhaps teach him and open up the doors to what competitiveness is. And
did you talk trash to the 4-year-old?
I did. I was like, ha-ha, you don't know how to tie your shoes. And then I hit it.
Fair enough. All's fair in field goal kicking exhibitions.
Yeah. So, he learned a good lesson today, but he was a tough Browns fan. He thinks they're going to win this year. The whole thing is what he said.
They're going to win the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Okay.
I said, practice?
The optimism of children is good.
And Jarvis Landry.
Yes. The optimism here, though, and listen, I understand that fans are, you guys of any team, you guys don't want to hear it. You're not buying into it. But every time I come back, I like what I'm hearing specifically from players like Jarvis Landry, from Tyrod Taylor. Had a little time to talk to Todd Haley today. He looks like a revamped human being, by the way, and not physically, but just his tone, his excitement. You know, obviously spending all those years in Pittsburgh, I'm sure can wear on you.
Yeah.
But he seems so enthusiastic about his options, and I'll be honest with you, I was trying to talk more about Baker with him, and he couldn't stop talking about Tyrod. And it wasn't like I want to avoid it. It was just, you know, he kept saying, you don't understand what this guy's doing. He's doing stuff on and off the field that is so natural as a leader that it doesn't matter that he's not a big name quarterback. Every person in this building respects him. And he says that's played a role in building this offense because he's got all this trust in him.
Yeah. It's so weird to me, though. It's fascinating what you're saying there, speaking of Todd Haley, but it's so interesting to me that Buffalo, a franchise that had, like the Browns, been nothing but losing for a long time since Jim Kelly, and yet they constantly, even with all those things probably, constantly were looking to push him out the door.
Well, yeah. I think there was just things behind the scenes we didn't really know a lot about and relationships. But I do think that Todd Haley is going to be the centerpiece of whether or not this offense is efficient or not. And, you know, he's getting free range to you know, he's got the keys to the offense here in terms of he's making the decisions. And he said he's even allowing Tyrod to make calls on himself, letting him call some plays. That's how much trust he has. And, you know, of course, this is a guy who coached Ben Roethlisberger for all those years.
So we talk about Baker Mayfield. Does that mean that he's not happy with Baker's progress or anything like that? Or just that the rookie's just – he's still a rookie. He's learning and everything. And Tyrod just kind of – it looks the part, is doing all the things necessary to this point. Like pump the brakes on Baker.
It was pump the brakes, but let's be fair, too. Because, you know, I was with the Jets this weekend, and Sam Darnold looked really good. Really good for a rookie. A rookie that's missed three practices, too, by the way. Right? So he's coming in late with the Jets.
Yeah.
You know, and you talk to that coaching staff, and I feel in New York there was way more pressure to play Sam Darnold over here in Cleveland to play Baker Mayfield. I think patience is going to be key here, and I think they're playing it right. In terms of what Baker's doing, he is a rookie, and it's going to take him time. And I don't – I think just because he's number one overall doesn't mean he has to immediately come out here and be able to handle an NFL offense. And if they manage this right, and if Tyrod looks as good as they claim he does, I mean, this could be a win-win for everybody for this year. But I will say Todd Haley said to me directly, Tyrod Taylor's going to prove this year he's not just – a placeholder. He's going to prove that he's going to be a long-term quarterback. So this could get really competitive.
We'll see. Well, interesting. So here's the question I have then. So if Tyrod is that good, well, then what do we do? I mean, what if he wins a bunch of games for the Browns this year?
Oh, wow. How hard would it be?
No, that's
for, I meant, like, how cool is it to have – how great it would be for Cleveland – you got a veteran out there, and then, oh, yeah, right behind him, you have a number one overall pick who's producing or at least progressing. Look at the Eagles. You can't have enough great quarterbacks. Who cares? Let them sit. Look at Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but they're going to move. But Brett Favre was there for a long time.
Yeah, Tyrod plays great. Someone's going to pay Tyrod.
The Browns are not going to pay him. So they're going to move on. I don't buy this that they're going to sign him to a long term. No matter. And we got we all got to slow our roll, right? We got to see him play. We've heard. Listen, I think we're all more optimistic this year than the past years about the Browns. But we've heard before this guy's going to be good. That guy's going to be good. Until they're on the field, you know, Tyrod has proven something as an NFL quarterback. He helped go take a team to the playoffs last year. But he's got to prove he can step up his game. So Todd Haley, it's going to be interesting with a different offensive coordinator. He's had different guys every year. But his game has been kind of what it is. He takes too many sacks. He doesn't throw picks. He doesn't put up big numbers. He hasn't been a quarterback you want. You like him up 21-14 in the fourth. You don't like him down 21-7 in the fourth. So he's got to prove that he can be better than that.
Well, I think that's where what they're working on. You know, just talking to Jarvis about some of their problems that they're seeing on offense. He's like, we're correcting stuff instantly right now in terms of the small details. You know, and even just Jarvis has said what he has said about Tannehill. We know that.
Yeah.
But he seems even more encouraged than I guess when he was in Miami with what Tyrod's able to do. So he's doing something, though. That's the point here. I like to hear that quarterbacks are leaders. I think that's important.
Of course it is.
But when people harp on it so much, I want to know what that means. And you know, I've been trying to ask a lot of those guys today about it. Well, you know, you say a leader. It's like, well, he gets in early, gets in late. Okay, RG3 did that too, you know?
Right, sure.
You know, like we've all heard it. I don't think Browns fans really – I don't want to speak for them, but I would think you guys want to hear more. You want to hear, what are you doing as a leader? How are you going to win games, you know?
Well, you make your teammates believe in you. That's what you do.
I don't think he has to even try to sell them. Mm-hmm. They're bought in.
Because he's not phony.
He's not phony. Listen, he came out of college, and you know his head coach said he was the best leader of men he had ever seen. So,
Frank Beamer, by the way.
Yeah, Frank Beamer, exactly, who had plenty of talent in that program and has seen guys emerge. But I like that I'm leaving Cleveland tonight, guys, without question that Tyrod's the guy here. Because I was here a week ago, and I was like, I don't know. Like, I like what Baker's saying. He's got a little attitude. I think if he can put together a couple good practices, well – we'll see Thursday, okay? It's going to be the Baker Mayfield show.
Yeah, and Baker has played well. I mean, he has played well in camp.
With the twos.
It's his only choice. What are you going to do?
No, I'm just saying.
But we don't want to make it seem like he hasn't been good in camp.
We all know if you rise to the level of talent, like I'm with the twos right now. You know, I'm going to go over to the ones right after this interview, and, you know, I'm just going to get a lot better on the radio, but... I'm kidding. You guys are looking at me like,
you're with the dream team right now.
That's it.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been told. Your listeners, by the way, are wonderful. Got a lot of my nice messages. People like a change of voice, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. I think I want to become a regular guy. Is that
there
right?
It is. Absolutely.
Shake
come
it up.
Visit?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Sure. You know, we had John
come
Dorsey.
Come on down.
Whenever you want, you're welcome. John Dorsey, we had him on with us on Friday, and we asked him about Josh Gordon, and he did say for the first time that Josh Gordon will be back. Now, he didn't give us details specifically as when he would be back. I know you've been trying to chase this story, but it's been hard to get information
on
Josh Gordon.
Anything. Yeah. And you know, the support he's getting from the team, from his teammates – you know, Jarvis today said, he needs to do what he needs to do, but we need him back. You know, we're getting to that point now where enough time's gone by where the reality of maybe he won't be here is starting to set in, I think. And
right.
We know how different this offense looks with him in there.
Yeah. Well, they've got nothing proven besides Landry, the position.
Nothing.
They must feel good about Callaway.
You know, the Dez Bryant thing is dead from what I hear.
Dez Bryant is dead. That makes sense.
He's not really dead.
I'm hearing that
he's alive.
The talks are
seems like they would have signed him already.
The talks have cooled down there. They're going to need him back.
You would think they'd bring in another receiver, though, at least. Just for the sake of, hey, this is training camp. You got to have bodies out there. You don't want Jarvis Landry taking all these reps and the starters.
Oh, by the way, yeah. I mean, look how much camp we have left.
I know.
Yeah,
it's early. I mean, you cut a receiver.
I think they should claim Malcolm. I mentioned a couple times, but Malcolm Mitchell just got waived by the Patriots today. Browns have the first waiver spot. A lot of people were excited about him last year. I'm not sure. He's been banged up, but I would put in a claim for him. What's the harm in that?
Again, what you're saying, the body to get a body out here. I mean, I think the injuries have. Let's not even talk about it. I was gonna say something positive, but they could use another body. Put it that way, to be out here because there is still a lot of time left here, before we kick things off.
So, what do you think about Thursday night against the Giants? You know, I've been saying all week that Baker's just going to kill it. I'm sure he'll play a bunch, and again against the twos.
Yeah.
And we're all going to go crazy if he plays well. But not you think after your conversation with Todd Haley, nothing's really going to change anything.
No, yeah. It's over.
It's over.
It's Tyrod Taylor's job. It's week one, it's Tyrod Taylor. I don't think there's anything – I don't get the feeling from anybody that –
nothing Baker could do.
More than just even talking to the OC from others, that they feel comfortable with the game plan to hold. Yeah.
I'll tell you this. If Baker Mayfield does play week one, then we're just never going to listen to a coach or a GM ever again.
Oh, I quit.
That's the last one.
Because they say it all the time.
They say it all the time, Diane, and then the rookie ends up starting a lot.
I think
you're probably right. I think everybody's probably right that it's probably going to be Tyrod Taylor week one, but we've heard it before. But I hear you. You're talking with Todd Haley directly. I think you're right on
there's
that.
Too much good coming from this offense right now. There's a comfort. There's experience. Yeah. There's leadership. There's understanding of how to win. There's understanding how to command a huddle. He's doing all these things that a rookie just can't do at this point. And this is what's interesting about in New York because you got Josh McCown there.
Yeah.
I mean, if anyone can command a huddle, it's McCown at 39 years old. But I think the difference – there is Sam has progressed further along. I think Sam has come longer in terms of understanding that offense than Baker has at this point, just from comparing the two over the last 72 hours that have been in both camps.
We've talked so much about the offense. I feel like we haven't mentioned defense at all. And the Browns have revamped the secondary, and you got Ogba and Garrett now healthy, and all these linebackers with Michael Kendricks in the mix. What do you think about the defense here?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm in agreement with you, Jackson, saying it's the best defense in the NFL, but I appreciated his optimism there. I actually asked Jarvis specifically today when I was interviewing him for NFL Live, what is he seeing from them? And he's like, just quoting him, they're able to move and keep up with us in terms of their own speed. He was kind of backhanded complimenting himself there in terms of how fast they are. I think they're going to be improved from last year, as simple as that, and just from watching a little bit, they seem, I don't want to say more in sync than the first team offense, but I just like them collectively as a unit right now, as a whole compared to the offense as a whole. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I like them as a group.
A lot of promising things here. No, though. So what's the lead story besides the quarterback when you're on ESPN today? Is there anything else?
What's going to bump the Cleveland Browns from being the lead? Probably Odell Beckham Jr.'s contract, I'll say. Probably Aaron Donald holding out.
Yeah.
And Sam Darnold, to be honest, the hype train is speeding up ever since.
It's going to be a disaster.
Think so?
I don't know. I mean, I have no facts to back that up. I'm just think a gut feeling.
I think it's always difficult for a rookie to jump in there.
Yeah.
I'm always going to be in the camp. If you got Josh McCown, who knows what he's doing? Yeah. Just play him.
Tyrod's going to play week one. You're probably right. And But he's got to win, because the second they're not winning, you put in Baker Mayfield.
That's when I'm not coming back here, by the
way. The Browns have to win one of the first two games, and it's going to be extremely challenging. You play, Pittsburgh
and New Orleans.
Yeah. And then you got the Jets coming to town for primetime Thursday night football. If you're 1-1, you know.
It's a big difference.
It's a huge night for Cleveland.
Has Hugh made any promises this season like he did with jumping the lake?
No, he should.
Not yet.
He better just win some games and stop talking.
Yeah.
I mean, he shouldn't be saying you're the best defense. Like, you got to do it on the field. The talking.
Keeps yelling at us for ripping him.
Yeah, right.
He's mad at us.
He was angry.
I'm sympathetic a little bit because I know how much we are questioning. There's so much.
When you're 1-31, I mean,
you're the best coach ever.
Yeah. It's the worst record in the history of football. 2 years.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. I think this offseason, there's just been a lot of talk from a lot of different teams that make you scratch your head of why even say that? Why put that pressure in New York with Saquon Barkley? Which, by the way, you talk about what to expect on Thursday.
Yeah, how much is he going to play? Like one series?
Yeah, he'll play one series, but you'll see one series and go, oh my God, he's a beast. He looks like he's been in the NFL for 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to put up huge numbers this
year. Oh, yeah. They have him out at receiver.
But they got a bad offensive line, though, so it'll be interesting.
They're improved. They got Nate Solder now. They're improved.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Is Flowers still playing? Because that guy is he's a turnstile.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still playing. They have him in there. He's just moved positions. Yeah. They've changed him now that Nate's there. But. Eli's got a plethora of weapons. Is it plethora? Or
plethora.
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 Plethora? Plethora?
I wasn't going to correct you, but you asked. So
I have a master's degree from Columbia.
We all screw up.
It's okay.
What did I do the other day? I said a word terribly.
We make up words all the time. All the time.
Well, thanks, guys.
He said fire and brimsticks.
Okay. Fire and brimsticks. Yeah.
Works for me. I like it.
It sounded right in my head, too,
when I said
we got to do code words for giveaways all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And I screw them up all the time. Anyway, Diana, we appreciate the time. Thanks for stopping by.
Love seeing you guys. Favorite show in Cleveland, without a doubt.
Diana Rossini of ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.